This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 18th. God's word to you today is hand in hand. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, and it says, "Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, 'Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam.' Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing." God has not asked us to choose between the practical Christianity and the supernatural Christianity. We should operate both the principles of Jesus, the practical, and the person of Jesus, the supernatural. When you operate the principles of Jesus, you get results here on earth. This is why it is possible for someone to be far from God and yet do the right things and be wealthy. Have you not noticed that the nations that operate the principles of Jesus are thriving? Meanwhile, other nations have decided to focus on prayer alone. They are following the person of Jesus, but they are not engaging the principles of Jesus. Such nations are suffering, but they are heaven-bound. God has not told us to choose one, so we are going to have both. We are going to prosper on earth, and we are going to inherit the kingdom of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The principles of Jesus guarantee your prosperity on earth. The person of Jesus guarantees your access and your prosperity in heaven. You cannot talk about the Christian faith or talk about being a Christian without embracing the supernatural. That would be a misnomer. When Christians deny the power of God, it is more like an oxymoron. I agree that Christians should be methodical, have systems, and be excellent in our deliveries. But we need to stop excusing the lack of power. If we lack power, we should go to God, fall on our faces, and He will empower us. If you lack power, it is my prayer that in this season, you will contact the power of the Most High God in Jesus' name. Amen. You cannot even say you are a Christian if you do not embrace the supernatural. The prophecies about Jesus 400 years before he was born were evidence of the supernatural. Every single one of those prophecies were accurate, and they were fulfilled. A virgin conceiving and the birth of Jesus were purely supernatural. If you believe that Jesus was conceived by a virgin, then you believe in the supernatural. Imagine your daughter, fresh out of the university, telling you that she is pregnant. It is only after you have sharpened your cutlass that you would ask her to show you the man responsible for the child she is carrying. Now imagine her telling you it is the Holy Ghost. What would you say? This puts you right where Joseph was, in fact, right into his shoes. You have to embrace the supernatural to operate as a Christian, because the foundation of your faith is in the supernatural. Jesus walked on earth. Everywhere he went, miracles followed. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. In my darkest hour, became my light. With your healing arms, you redeemed my sight. In my darkest hour, you became my light. With your healing arms, you redeemed my sight. Amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.